Yesterday, some of you had the opportunity to sit Zazen together for an extended period of time. Wonderful opportunity. Zazen, if I say it, is entering the glorious light that is our life. Whether as Tore Zenji brings it up in Bodhisattva's bow, or as Keizan Zenji, or actually I should start with Kōen Ejo Zenji or Keizan Zenji talk about it, and I've mentioned it in the past. In a sense, Zazen is being the light that is our life. Or being the life that is our life. As the Buddha says, it's just hearing, seeing, cognizing. It's being this moment. There's nothing that's lacking, nothing to gain, nowhere else to go. And yet, unfortunately, we know for ourselves what we can do when we entangle in all sorts of body, mind aspects of functioning and blind ourselves to the light that we are. Blind ourselves viscerally, physically, mentally, in all the ways that we could miss what we always are. Our Zazen is the wonderful, always available, not just when we're sitting formally, but always available in our life functioning, lying down, listening to people, talking, driving, and all the various kinds of work, whether we call it work or not, all the various kind of activities. It's nothing but this functioning of the universe that is who we are. We and the universe are dancing together in the most ordinary activities. And we don't have to do anything to do it. And yet, we can find ourselves doing things. As the Buddha says in the Bahiya Sutra, therein, therefore, thereby, adding and missing what this moment is, missing what we can't miss. And yet, when those poisons of greed, anger arise, when the confusions that we call delusions blind us, then we miss what this light that we are is, despite the fact that it continues, so to speak, to be so. Our opportunity when we're sitting formal Zazen, our opportunity throughout the day is to begin to become connoisseurs, so to speak, of greed, anger arising for us. Confusions, delusions, if we use those big words, but it's the specificity of our own life forms of these that we need to become and can become and actually are experts on, to sense when those have arisen, not because we have to get rid of them, but that we have a choice, are we indulging in them? Do we continue to? And what can I do to release it, to let the cloud of it arise and pass, so to speak? That's why the fundamental thing in doing Zazen is being this moment. It's the fundamental nature of being this aliveness that you are in your own way. I can say physically, mentally, but that's again added concepts to the experiencing that you can't miss. There's nowhere else, nothing else you need, and yet when you're refusing it, when we refuse it, because we blind ourselves, almost like putting hands over the eyes and not being able to see and wondering, why can't I see? There's something wrong out there. It's we entangle in our own particular way. So it's to notice when is the greed up there? When is our story about what he did, she did 10 years ago, 50 years ago. Some of us notice this and almost give it power by saying it over to ourselves or to others. And it's almost surprising, you're sitting Zazen and all of a sudden you're in 50 years ago, he did that, I got her. Or, and you're the one who knows the specifics, and yet you're also the one who can feed it by repeating it to yourself over and over, or repeating it to others, or believing it and trying to act on it. Greed, anger, delusions, or confusions are just generalities. It's the specific. There's no blame for those arising. In fact, those are almost the fertilizer of Zazen, the fertilizer of our life, because when they arise, opportunity viscerally, whether they arise bodily, whether we notice the thought, whether we're all entangled and only notice after we've been going on about it for a day, a week, a month, a year, 10 years. Whenever we notice that is our opportunity to almost release it in opening to this light of the moment as our life is, whether it's so-called physical body or so-called outside light, outside universe. And as I said in the past, the precepts are another way to help us notice whether we're elevating ourselves, putting down others, becoming, and you fill in, angry, greedy, confused, despondent, all the other aspects of body, mind, functioning. Those are ongoing cause and effect. We can do some things about it, but those things just arise because the nature of our life is the opportunity to be the light in the midst of those. But it requires our practice to cease holding on to them when they arise, to cease entangling. No problem with them arise. All the thoughts, feelings, anger, greed, all of those are just wonderful flowers of this light. And therefore, they're not a problem that they arise, and there's no judgment about it. There isn't better or worse, and we each have our own, so to speak, in our own form. But the willingness to be Zazening with them, to be upright, bodily, mentally, sit through the period, so to speak, when it's formal zazen, and sit through the life period and all the other forms of zazen called our activities, is our commitment to ongoing practice. It's our commitment to sit there when the bell starts and to be there through the end of the bell. We can have all sorts of reasons and excuses why I can't and won't do it, whether it's in terms of formal sitting or whether it's in terms of the activities when we want to say, ah, yeah, I remember him. He, you know, yeah. And whichever way we go on about it, and we have our own ways. You are experts in your way. I'm an expert in my way. And we each need to do our practice in the ways that our, call them, delusions, greed, anger come up. Whether it's us being so-called done to or us doing to. So all sorts of forms of supports to our ongoing life zazen. And the best support is our own, no, I shouldn't say the best, a most useful form is our regular commitment to sitting zazen in our life and our commitment to having zazen arise throughout the day in the various activities that we have. So I encourage you, I am happy that some of us got to sit in Champaign yesterday. I wasn't there. I was here in California where I am at the moment. And I encourage you to maintain your regular commitment to your zazen with others or by yourself. Continue that. Hopefully, if the universe supports and encourages us, we will be able to come together for a session at the end of August, and hopefully some of you can attend that. And in any case, please remember, this is nothing but this light, this glorious light, this simple, ordinary life that is the life of the Buddha, that is hearing, seeing, smelling, thinking, all the other functioning, walking, sitting, lying down, all the functionings of being human, talking to people, listening, responding. And in the midst of those, all sorts of circumstances will arise which we like, don't like, react to, reactions inside, outside. Those are nothing but this glorious light, this Buddha life that you and I have the opportunity to share. Thank you.